You're listening to Cincinnati Edition on 91.7 WVXU and 88.5 WMUB. Good morning. I'm Mark Purcell. A big premiere happening tonight. It's the Real Abilities Film Festival. Premiere night tonight at 6 o'clock, the National Underground Railroad Freedom Center. And then a full week filled with some fantastic films. Here to talk about the premiere and all that's happening with the Real Abilities Film Festival is the marketing director for Visionaries and Voices, Krista Zilke, and an artist from V&V, Kathleen Scheel. Good morning, ladies.
Good morning. Thanks for having us.
Well, let's begin, Krista, with the big premiere tonight. Well, actually, let's go back to Real Abilities. Define what this film festival is all about and how it all got started.
Well, Real Abilities actually started as a film festival out of New York in 2007. At that time, an individual from Greater Cincinnati happened to be in New York, saw the festival. He happened to have a son who had Asperger's, and he was particularly moved and found the festival to be very impactful and powerful, and he thought this should be shared across the country in as many places as possible. So Cincinnati was actually the first city to host the festival outside of New York as part of its traveling program. And through the Saul Schottenstein Foundation, they were able to provide screenings. The JCC, I believe, was hosting screenings about films by, about, and celebrating the lives, contributions, and talents of people with disabilities. A few years later, here we are with over 11 and counting cities across the United States hosting a Real Abilities Film Festival, doing the same thing, and each city has its unique spin on it, and I think Cincinnati has got something really special this year.
And how has it been received? I mean, going since 2007, I know it's been growing, and that's why I asked you ladies here this morning.
Susan Brownknight of Living Arrangements for the Developmentally Disabled is my co-conspirator in the program, and I work for Visionaries and Voices, and so we thought that our agencies both shared a lot of the mission and vision of the festival in terms of promoting equality and inclusion for all people, and people with disabilities being, you know, the front runner on this program. You know, both of our agencies work very hard to promote the talents and abilities and contributions of the artists that our group works with and the people that LAD serves. And we felt this festival really promoted that paradigm, and we wanted to get behind it. And Cincinnati, impressively, has just really gotten behind it. I mean, Susan and I actually have been involved with projects together over the years. And normally you're calling up people to get them involved and excited. We actually had some people calling us saying, how do we get involved? How can I be a part of this? How can I support this? And that's really exciting. And I think it speaks just volumes about our city and where we're at right now.
Well, let's talk about what's happening at the red carpet premiere tonight at the National Underground Railroad Freedom Center.
It's going to be the orange carpet premiere.
Orange?
Yeah, orange is one of the colors of the festival brand, so we decided why not make it an orange carpet instead. So trying to be different. Speaking of which, the theme that we put together for the festival is actually different like you. And I feel like that really embodies what the festival is about. We're trying to celebrate and unify people under the idea that every single one of us is different. And we're not necessarily going to identify everybody by their deficiencies first, but what they have to give and what talents they have, rather. So Different Like You has enabled us to really remember what's at the heart of the festival. And we've celebrated it with ads in the local paper and around the city, where different folks have talked about what makes them different like you. And that's been really fun. The festival, which starts at 6 at the Freedom Center, will include a variety of exciting events and people and guests. The professional actor and BMX racer, Kurt Yeager, known from his role on Sons of Anarchy, among other things, will be helping to announce the film. He'll be joining us. We'll also have a keynote speaker, David Roche, who is featured in the film that we are showing, which is called Shameless, The Art of Disability. And this is actually a documentary out of Canada that shows the story of a group of artists of various abilities who got together to look at some of the stereotypes and not necessarily positive or inclusive representations of people with disabilities in film and media. And it's a very powerful film that I thought was a really great way to kick things off, because it's starting to talk about the power of film and media to enhance, create, or change perceptions. So we really hope it'll do that for folks. We're going to have a performance featuring the music of the Naked Karate Girls, which despite their name,
are not naked karate girls.
Nobody is naked, and there's
no music, girls.
Yeah, okay. But and also DJ Mowgli is kind enough to come and spin some tunes, and there's going to be a dinner. We'll show the film and have, again, David Roche, one of the folks featured in the film, speaking. And it's going to be some, I think, amazing dialogues taking part and kicking off that evening that I hope will carry through the week.
So, Kathleen, what does the Real Abilities Film Festival mean to you?
Well, actually, from a person that has a disability, and well, should I rephrase, ability, it means to me that it really doesn't matter what you have. So that kind of means something right there, you know. You don't look at a person and just start making obsessions about that person. Mm-hmm. So basically the film festival means 100% to me, and it means that I am a person that has a heart of gold and that wants to be able to have a voice and be heard. And that's what the film festival, in a nutshell, means to me. Because many, many, many people across the country, they don't see that.
Kathleen, what do you think people will learn when they've seen the films?
Well, when they see the film, then they'll realize, be like, oh, okay, that is a person who wants to be heard. That's a person that has a voice. That's a person that knows what she's doing. I'm very different.
Yeah.
Very different. And it really doesn't matter what disability you have. Really, it does not.
Yeah. I think Kathleen said it really well, and it's worth pointing out that this is not just a festival about and for people with disabilities or even people who work with or have family members and friends with disabilities. This is for all people because, like Kathleen so eloquently said, you know, we all have variations in strengths and deficiencies and abilities and disabilities. And once we start identifying and uniting together under what we have, instead of seeing first what someone might not have or have differently, then, you know, we might start getting somewhere towards a more inclusive and, you know, promoting equality for all folks. Because, you know, honestly, I'm different too. We're all different. That's why we went with the Different Like You theme. And we want to celebrate that and acknowledge it, not ignore it, but celebrate it.
A lot of great films doing just that as part of the Real Abilities Film Festival. The premiere night tonight at the National Underground Railroad Freedom Center beginning at 6 o'clock. You can learn more about that at our website, wvxu.org, and about the other 17 screenings taking place throughout the city. And you can learn more about that free closing night featuring the film Outsider, The Life and Art of Judith Scott as well at our website, wvxu.
So, Mark, I have a question for you.
Yep.
What makes you different like you?
Is there any gifts that you bring to the table?
I can talk, but I can't sing.
That's awesome.
So,
thanks, Mark.
I can talk, but I can't sing. Can't carry a tune in.
He's got a great voice, but you can't sing.
If you heard me sing Happy Birthday, you would know I can't sing.
So one thing you can't do and one thing you can.
That's right. Well, thank you, ladies, for being here this morning. I greatly appreciate it.
We are so grateful for the opportunity to tell our story.
Thank you so much for inviting me.
Kathleen Scheel, an artist with Visionaries and Voices and an event planner in the making, and Krista Zilke, the marketing director for Visionaries and Voices, talking about the Real Abilities Film Festival with a premiere night tonight at the National Underground Railroad Freedom Center beginning at 6. 17 screenings taking place throughout the city over the next week. All the details at our website, wvxu.org.